Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. It is Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We will hear from Daniel Turner here in a short time. And we decided last week we were going to call it Fired Up Friday as well, because we all seem to get a little bit fired up on Friday. So many issues these days and so many distractions. Excuse me. And so much corruption. I was visiting with one of my sons this week on the phone, and he was reviewing a video. He said he hadn't seen it, of President Obama when he was debating with Mitt Romney. And President Obama was making fun of Mitt Romney's comments about Russia being a problem. And my son chuckled and he said, yeah. Well, actually, I think it was the president chuckled and said, he also said that there was no way that Russia or anybody else could hack or interfere with our U.S. elections, and that candidate Trump needed to stop whining and concentrate on trying to get elected. Of course, now he joins them all in the Russia witch hunt against the current president. So when we go back and we look at these videos during the debate with President Mitt Romney, well, he wasn't president, thank goodness. I'm glad he wasn't president. Mitt Romney, I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Mitt Romney and his debate over Russia, the talk about Russia. And then we move on to the campaign with President, now president, was then candidate, President Donald Trump. President, I keep saying president. Okay, but anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. But now it's all turned around and Russia is the problem everywhere. So the hypocrisy and the corruption was what my son and I ended up talking about. He had not seen the video about Russia as far as being the interference of the voting of the elections. But he was showing me the video, which I had seen numerous times, with the debate with Mitt Romney. But the hypocrisy and corruption, and I mentioned to my son that we went from the greatest generation to the most corrupt generation. And he commented, he said, well, the greatest generation raised these corrupt guys. And I go, yeah, I guess that's true. And then he said, the corrupt generation is the ones that are raising the millennials. And I said, I guess that might be true as well. And then I laughed and I told him how lucky he was that his parents made him do jobs and chores so he didn't become a snowflake like everyone else. So we had a little laugh over that, and he was telling me how they tried to get out of their chores every day, which I knew that. But anyway, that's how it rolls. I watch the news every night. I take a break on weekends if I can. And I began last night to kind of wonder, if I didn't watch the news, and if I didn't get these emails and these other sources of news, where would I be in my thoughts today? Would I believe all that the mainstream media is dishing out? Then I kind of stopped and I remembered back when President Ronald Reagan was president and how the mainstream media did not like him and they went after him. Now, it wasn't quite as bad as what they've done with President Trump. but it was certainly disgusting. And then they started making fun of him for all kinds of things. His age, they claimed he fell asleep in some meetings, and I'm going to think, who doesn't? But it really got disrespectful then. And it's, you know, we lost respect for the president office way back. And I think that's really bad. Regardless of who the president is, we should at least respect the office. And we don't anymore. Democrats don't. Republicans don't. The mainstream media doesn't. Other medias don't. So I think we need to back up the truck a little bit and be a little more respectful. But back to the news. I watch Fox News mostly, and it gives a different slant. And I don't always agree or approve, but I do think that they're throwing out facts. It's just up to us to sort them all out. And yes, Fox has an agenda, just like mainstream media has agenda. I'm sorry, Hannity, but you do. And some of their hosts are more left than they are right. And I probably shouldn't say his name out loud, but I'm going to anyway because I really don't care. Chris Wallace is interesting. I truthfully don't like to watch Chris Wallace, but it's interesting to watch him when he does interviews. He definitely helps the left make their point. He's not a true conservative, and he's, which, you know, I guess they don't have to be as journalists. If they're true journalists, we're supposed to be looking for truth and facts, not an agenda. But I kind of think he's kind of lined up, not quite as sold out as Bill Kristol. By the way, is he still running for president? He was talking about that. But I saw Chris Wallace get all giddy one time. I think I mentioned this to you several months back. He was interviewing Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi, at the end of the interview, it was the sweetest little interview. And at the end of the interview, Nancy told him, "Thank you for all that you do to help our democracy." And he got all giddy. "Oh, you know, oh, you're so welcome. It's my privilege." Da, 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 da. And it was just disgusting. The absurdities that we hear and that we have heard just this week are so disgusting. From a mainstream media gal saying, well, she's not mainstream. I think she was CNN. Referring to the murdered college student as a gal in Iowa. That's all she was. And they're screaming, "Impeach, impeach, impeach," which would almost be believable if they hadn't been screaming, "Impeach, impeach, impeach," since the night of November 8, 2016. After President Trump's rally in West Virginia, the coal energy talk came back and right to the forefront, and Nancy Pelosi was doing an interview, and I didn't catch who that was with that was interviewing her, and she wants to, once again, you have to watch her, and she waves a lot. She's on her kick to stop coal. So it is Free for All Friday. President Trump is fired up over Sessions, but doesn't dare fire him. MSM is fired up over Manafort and Cohen. Pelosi wants to fire all of the American coal industry. And Antifa is fired up with the hate of this nation. And the Dems are fired up. We're not going to make America great. So what is it that you are fired up about today on this Friday, America? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Well, Daniel will be with us in a little bit. We're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to talk about some other things on the energy side. I have three different articles here. But this is something that really bothers me. And this is the murder that took place in Iowa of the young college girl. He's an illegal alien. He is not an illegal immigrant. He is an illegal alien. Get that straight. But those who want open borders, like Elizabeth Warren, they don't want to concentrate on that. They say that's insignificant. And now, Simone Sanders says it doesn't matter that he's an illegal immigrant or an immigrant or whatever. What he is it's about toxic masculinity. I really don't like that word, and I think they are crazy using it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to be talking to Daniel here shortly. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list and prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday, but I'm going to have you hang on. Roger, I know you're hanging on. Hang on. I want to talk about toxic masculinity a little bit later. We're going to bring on Daniel Turner. And again, the number for today is 877-895-5410. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. Thank you so much for having me as on. It's great to be with you on this beautiful Friday.
Yeah, it's Fired Up Friday, you know. We call it Free for All. We're going to change it to Fired Up Friday because everybody seems to get fired up.
Well, there are so many things that it's easy to get fired up about. The world's a crazy place, but it's, thank God for people like you who are fighting the good fight.
I have to ask you if you saw Nancy Pelosi's interview in respect to West Virginia and the coal.
Yes, I did, and I was happy to have an op-ed even placed in a West Virginia newspaper. The West Virginia Gazette ran this morning about that and about coal in general, and all of these people telling West Virginia, you need to move beyond coal. People who don't even know how the state operates, but they want to tell West Virginia what to do.
It's crazy. Well, let me give you the quote from her. I'm going to give that to my listeners in case they didn't see this. This is what Nancy Pelosi said. And it really is a moral issue if you believe, as I do, that this is a God's creation and we have to be good stewards of it. Now, we can agree with that. We can agree with that. We have, and when she said this, she had a little faux pas. She didn't say evangelical. She says we have angelicals. us and others with us. And then she goes, some those who believe in God's creation. So, she says, in any case, this was a big thing for us. I had to fight some Democrats. Senator Byrd had a coal-powered plan fueling the Capitol. And, you know, and they said this was unintelligible. It was Pelosi. Most of what she says is unintelligible. But what I understood her to say, you know, it was last week, and that's going to not happen. She wanted to say that that's going to go, with all due respect to West Virginia, we're not going to have a coal-powered plant floating around. Anyway, it was totally against coal. She's fired up to fire coal. And we're fired up to fire Nancy Pelosi.
I can't say this definitively. I'd have to do a little bit of research. But my hunch is that our Capitol building here in Washington, D.C., runs on coal electricity. So for Nancy Pelosi to tell West Virginia what their Capitol should run on, again, I have to poke around. I know it doesn't run on renewables, so maybe it's a pure natural gas-generated electric Capitol building. But again, this is just nonsense comments. Remember back in the election in 2016, Hillary Clinton said, and this was in Ohio, not West Virginia, but on the border, she said, you know, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of work.
And, she had to back on that, didn't she?
She said that looking for applause, and
it
again,
didn't come.
The Labor Department has estimated about 3,500 coal jobs since the beginning of this year. And so it's going to take a while for coal to fully rebound, right? It was beat up incessantly by the Obama administration, but it is starting to rebound, and it should rebound because it is an abundant resource we have, and the more we use it, the less we have to buy from other countries.
I have two articles here regarding the EPA and moving to scrap some of those mandates on power plants and the emissions. And one is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. It's written by Kevin Mooney. It says EPA moves to scrap Obama's mandates for power plant emissions. And the other one is a Deling poll, and it's Obama's climate legacy is toast. And it also talks about the clean power plan versus what we're doing now. And so I didn't know, I assume you kind of follow all that so closely that I assume you saw both of those.
I did. And
we are making some headway.
Listeners, and for your listeners, it's interesting for them to know the Obama Clean Power Plan was never implemented because as soon as it was rolled out, a number of states sued in the courts, and it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court blocked it until further investigation or further analysis. And so the environmentalists who have been screaming, this is Obama's protecting the earth, well, he never really did anything because it was never implemented.
He tried.
Now compare that to the fact that CO2 emissions have been down consistently the last 2 years in the United States. And so if Obama's plan was never implemented, but carbon and CO2 and greenhouse gas emissions are reducing on the national level, it clearly shows that Obama had nothing to do with it, that we don't need huge government regulations to have a clean environment, and that if you leave it to the markets and the will of the people, it will clean itself up. And it's mind-boggling that they try to still give Obama this credit when he actually did nothing in terms of it. He just made it cumbersome.
Well, let me ask. I was going to say he did make it cumbersome because we lost many coal plants. They had to close down, and that is just a fact, unfortunate. And I think some of those are getting started back up. I think I told you the story about I got some crazy email. They were all bragging about they closed another coal plant in the state of Pennsylvania. And they were all bragging about it, and I said, well, why don't you come on the air and talk about that, and let's talk about what those families feel like now that dad or mom had to go home and say, you know, hon, we don't have a job anymore to those children. And, you know, it's going to upset their families and maybe have to uproot, you know, and move somewhere else or do something else, you know. And of course, they didn't answer my email, but they were supported supported by certain organizations that like to put America out of business.
And the states that have not had to deal with this constant attack by the previous administration's EPA have had some tremendous growth. There was an article yesterday. I'll send you the link if you want to put it on your site. The state of New Mexico, their treasury office, has anticipated an additional $1.2 billion in revenue generated purely from the oil and gas industry that is now in the state coffers. And when you talk about education funding or infrastructure, so many of the spending that government does for the taxpayers, from roads and potholes to schools, imagine if you were in the state of New Mexico and you have an additional $1.2 billion. Now, let's hope they don't spend it on stupidity, which a lot of time government, when they have excess money, does, right? But this is purely generated by oil and gas. And rather than pat them on the back and say this is a wonderful thing, you still have groups like the Sierra Club and the National Resources Defense Council and Greenpeace and Earthworks who are coming out saying, no, this is bad. This
Sierra
is
Club.
Bad.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what about the poor, right? What about the homeless? What about the needy? What about education? All of these social programs that the left loves to cling to, where do they think the money comes to fund it? Well, I'll tell you, in New Mexico, it's coming from oil and gas workers. And that's a great thing that the states can now be solvent. And when you look at states like West Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania not so much because they have a big, strong fracking industry, but West Virginia, coal losses have been detrimental to the state. Same with Wyoming, have been detrimental to the state's economy. And they need to embrace that. If they want to put coal out of business, then they need to embrace every unemployment check, every food stamp, every opioid addict. They need to own that, too.
You know, it's amazing to me that, you know, because we've talked before, this nation is just rich with natural resources. And we have come a long way with cleaning it up. When you go back to when they were first, you know, digging out the coal, the safety and the emissions, we've come so far, you know, these days in cleaning up. It's still a dangerous business. I mean, you go down in a hole, it's dangerous business, but they've done so much to make it safer and to make it cleaner, and I think Americans fail to realize that because they're constantly getting fed all this propaganda about how filthy it is.
Exactly. Exactly. And we need to realize that as a country, we move on from our imperfections, and we get better and we grow, whether it's in terms of energy, whether it's in terms of infrastructure, medicine, and also on social levels. What the left always does is they always have to rewind history and point to an grievance in the past and then use that as proof of what is wrong today. So the energy enemies will say, well, coal and gas used to pollute all throughout the Rust Belt. It used to, and we've cleaned it up.
That's a long time ago.
And let's move on, and let's say, isn't this great that we're getting better, and every year it gets better, and we get cleaner, and we get more efficient? But they always have to turn to the past and say, nope, the past sin has to dictate the future, and I don't buy that.
Well, send me that article, and also send me your op-ed, and I'm going to put that on my blog so people can see that.
Thank you.
That would be great. I need to do a better job of that. I need to do that every... I know you do more writings than you confess here on the air, so
yeah.
Send them to me, and I'll put them up there. I'll put them up there on my op-ed, and I mean on my blog, and let people read them. It'll be...
Thank you,
Beth. All right. Can you stick around, or do you need to get fired up and go somewhere else?
Fired up and keep going, but thanks for having me on. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Daniel. We're headed into a break. It is Free for All Friday. What are you fired up about? Roger's fired up about this toxic masculinity. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. KCSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. What are you fired up about today? We're going to go to the phones. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
Just fine. It's great. Great show here. Before I get into the subject of the doublespeak, newspeak, we were warned about all this by the book 1984.
Mm-hmm.
It told us that at this time in the future, there would be a white man speak with forked tongue will be amplified. But before I get into that, I'd like to say something about what the previous caller talked about. If you get rid of the coal plants, you'll see your electric bill triple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You won't be paying 10 cents a kilowatt hour anymore, that's for sure.
Look at Europe. Europe already did it. Yep. Yep.
The real reason for getting off of fossil fuel is we use our natural gas to make fertilizer for our food. Mm-hmm. If you get rid of natural, if you burn up all the natural gas, you'll see your food bill quadruple.
Yeah.
because it's going to cost a lot more to
absolutely. It's going to affect more than just the heat in your house. Yep.
And so people don't realize all this. If you dig into the scientific background, you find out our food comes from the Haber chemical process where they convert natural gas into ammonium nitrate. Without that, there wouldn't be any bumper crops. You couldn't have no food to feed your livestock.
Affects it all.
So everything
would
go
to hell. All right. Okay.
Okay, but back to the 1984. The Indians warned us about that. The Indians said white men speak with forked tongues.
And they were right.
Were they right?
Yes, they were.
And there's one other factor. My grandma told me this. Live your life like this, and you will have a good life. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody follows that anymore.
Well, they don't think anybody's wrong anymore. They don't care.
You know what I'm saying? I bet you taught your children that. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, Mama used to say that a lot. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, we need to hear more of that, don't we?
We sure do.
Because that'll dampen things down. Is a first reaction of people, oh, I got one for you. A woman was, this college girl was killed by a Mexican who stabbed her to death. They found that out. And at the same time, another girl on a motorcycle was confronted by road rage where a guy trapped her at a stoplight and he got out of his car and came and grabbed her and threw her on the ground and was trying to pull her helmet off. And she said to herself, I'm being choked to death. She pulled her gun out and shot the guy dead.
I hadn't heard that one.
Which one is it? You won't hear it, will you?
No.
You don't hear double. It's called double speak. It's called newspeak is the word they use.
Well, it's called an agenda. It doesn't meet their narrative. You know, so.
Got it.
So now I was told you wanted to talk about this toxic masculinity.
Well, that's what I just spoke
of. Okay. That was your comment. Okay. All right. Yeah, they're going to make everything of it except what it really is, which is a bad guy murdering somebody. And the issue that they're trying to say, well, he could have been a citizen just as easily. Well, that may be. But if he wasn't here, he couldn't have murdered her. She'd still be alive. And he should not have been here. And he had been here maybe 7 years, 4 to 7 years illegally. And I'm fairly certain other people knew that he was here and didn't report it. And the blood is on their hands as well. And so,
there is one last comment.
All right.
That is, she told him, he said that she told him, leave me alone or I'm going to call the police. I got one thing to say about that. When seconds count, the police are minutes away.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you, Roger. We're going to go to Hayden in Illinois. Hayden, how are you today?
Real good, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am fired up today.
Good.
Yeah. I see a constant attack on seniors, and I'm a senior now. Mm. I didn't see it before, but I'm seeing it more and more that we're just to be ignored.
Mm.
You know, for one thing, I've mentioned before about what Social Security does, you know, how they deny people and things like that.
Right.
Well, our city leader, which we are not to talk to according to the legislative assistant in another office, you know, that we cannot talk to our leaders. That's what he said.
Well, he's wrong. He's wrong. You know, I'm in that senior now. I'm in that that realm as well, and I'm starting to learn. I've already knew about it, but now I'm starting to feel it in a personal way. What
do you feel the attack, though? I mean, it seems like there's an attack against us, and I don't know. It's coming from the Dems who say they're for the poor and the elderly.
And that's the females, and that's the, you know, their only thing they're for is for their votes. That's the only thing they're really for. Yeah.
Well,
I don't personally feel attacked, but I do feel that, my money could be better spent than having all those years that I put into Social Security. Could have been better spent.
I hear you there.
So,
well, what the city did, well, this is an agency from the city, Human Services. There was an agency called Action Agency. They help people cut down their trees, make sure their grass is legal and things like that. This year, the city decided, because of their budget restraints, to cut that program. So you have to pay an exorbitant fee on fixed income, you know,
to get that done. I understand.
To get it done.
You know, and that's, you know, Hayden, that's also a failure of Americans as citizens, that we should be more neighborly. We should be helping out. You know, my kids, they mowed yards in the neighborhood, and there was an elderly woman, a couple of them up the street that they mowed for, and they got a pittance, and the one didn't pay them, and I said, you know, it's okay. She gave them cookies and a Coke or something, and I said, it's good. I said, you don't have to get paid to do that. I said, you did a good thing. She can't get out there and mow, and she's living on a fixed income, and it's okay for you to mow it and not get paid. I said, because you got plenty of time and energy on your hands anyway, and you got cookies. She made them cookies, so. So, you know, as citizens, we need to be doing more for our neighbors.
I agree.
Whether they are old or young or in between, we need to be more neighborly. And I'm speaking to myself as well.
Well, we're supposed to be the greatest generation, aren't we?
Yes. Well, you are. I'm the next one. I'm the corrupt generation, apparently.
Well, I'm going to be 67 in December.
Okay.
So, all right. But it just burns me to think that this is how they're treating, you know, those that made this country what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So.
Well, I agree with you. I think that we need to do a better job being good neighbors and good Americans. I thank you. Thank you, Hayden, for your call. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
You have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also an article here that I found interesting and a little ironic, a little irony in it. However, it's still a sad story. This young man, he's in Oregon, and he decided he was going to show. He's a Bernie Sanders supporter. So, in other words, he's a socialist. He believes in socialism. And he decides to show others that they can be patriotic, too. And he's carrying a flag. But the brave mask-protected Antifa decided to rip it from his hands and beat him up. And so that's what they were doing. It said an Antifa-led counter-protest that turned violent a few weeks ago in Portland, Oregon, featured a particularly disturbing moment caught on video. A man carrying an American flag crumbling to the ground after being hit in the back of the head by a masked, club-wielding Antifa member. First of all, I think they all should be arrested because they're masked. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Free for All Friday. What are you fired up about? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. Two to four players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. It has been a free-for-all fired up Friday. Boy, say that three times real fast. But I have something I want to share with you, and this is coming from the Daily Caller. It says, Cliven Bundy just filed another lawsuit against Nevada. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy refiled a lawsuit against the government of his home state and county over the legality of the national monument established under former President Barack Obama. Bundy filed the original suit in January, challenging the December 2016 designation of the Gold Butte National Monument. Obama created the monument while Bundy was being held in federal prison on conspiracy and other charges related to a 2014 standoff with law enforcement from the Bureau of Land Management. Bundy holds that the national monument is illegal and is unlawful and would lock him out of land he had ranched and raised cattle on for decades. Bundy's lawyer, Claire, we need to get this guy on, Larry Klayman and Greg Mueller, who ran unsuccessfully for Nevada Attorney General in 2018, refiled the lawsuit after the original was thrown out due to a lack of any follow-up action, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Bundy wants all federal land in the state turned over to the state and its residents. Nearly all land in Nevada is owned by the federal government. The BLM and other land managing agencies run 84.9% of the state's surface area. Bundy stood up to the BLM officials who attempted to seize the ranchers' cattle in 2014. BLM's actions came after Bundy refused to pay grazing fees in the federal government for decades. Instead, now this is another thing. Now this is coming from the Daily Signal. No, I'm sorry, not the Daily Signal, the Daily Caller. And they have this partially right. But they don't dig deeper into what really goes on in the West. And I think that is significant. I don't think they do it on purpose. Perhaps they do, but I don't think they do. I think it's out of ignorance. Because I am ignorant of how things go in the West with grazing rights and that kind of thing. But with the Bundys, we watch this. The BLM did take part of his cattle. They chased him down, and many of them died. He did lose some cattle. They say he refused to pay his fees, but what actually happened, my understanding, and we're going to get some more people on to talk about this. Maybe we should get Cliven himself on. They refused to pay, but what really happened was the federal government decided to change the contract. And he refused to sign the new contract because the other contract was what was standing. So it's not a matter that he just refused to pay his fee. Well, Bundy was arrested 3 days after that standoff, and we all remember that. It says Bundy's trial was dismissed with prejudice in January after the judge found that the federal prosecutors, why would they have done this, had hidden evidence from the jury that was favorable to Bundy's case. Why would they have done that? Yesterday, we had Walter Myers on with PNI. I want you to look at that website, thepni.org. Look at that website. And again, I'm going to recite from this Williamsburg Resolve. And I want you to stop and think about everything we've talked about today or everything we've talked about this week or the last several years. What is going on in this nation and how much do you really care? It's not enough to talk about how bad things are. We've got to come up with solutions. And I do believe PNI has a solution. And again, you are the solution. They've got a plan. I don't know anyone else who has a plan. Check out thepni.org. Today, the challenge comes from our own federal government, a government that has defied, and that now ignores virtually every constitutional limit fashioned by the framers to confine its reach and thus guard the freedoms of the people. Remember, this is coming from me, not this document. God created man, so God is number one. Man is number two. Man created the states, that is number three. The states got together, the irony is, for efficiency, and created the federal government just to hold the states together, not to dictate over the states. The states were to remain sovereign and independent. As were the individuals. We serve a sovereign God. We are sovereign individuals. We are supposed to be sovereign states and a sovereign nation. Back to the document. In our day, the threat to self-determination posed by the centralization of power in the nation's capital has been dramatically demonstrated. We call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices, and cutting deals. Back to the document. The effects of intrusive federal government authority have been felt so widely and so profoundly that a united chorus of opposition has risen from town halls and state capitals, from community organizations and private associations, from enterprises and individuals across America. We're going to move on through this. Our freedoms are no longer safe when they exist only at the sufferance of federal legislators, federal courts, and federal bureaucrats. We are in a nation that is completely turned inside, outside, upside down. The federal government wants to remove God when God is the creator of man. Because man is to turn to God, not to federal government. So, they would no longer need their existence, would we? Go to thepni.org. Check them out. I have a link, or I will put a link on the Facebook page for the show. Join the show. Watch the monologue on YouTube. Join the YouTube channel. We're trying to grow in that respect. Need all the help we can get here with numbers. Support Daniel. Go to powerthefuture.org. It's powerthefuture.us. Let's support them. Check it out. He does the research. It's a source to educate. Education is essential, but it is of no use if you don't become active. Educate and activate. In order to turn this around, in order to bring your liberties back, to put it back to God first, man, state, federal government the smallest, it's going to take all of us, millions of us, to get active in our communities to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.